Well, it's time. You know what? This song tells us something.
Contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky.
Well, it gets a little negative.
Someone's found a way to get
okay, the rotting dead. Yeah. But I mean, Good News Week, you know, they got a little negative there all of a sudden. But I'm saying that, you know, what we need is more good news. You know, even USA Today no longer prints the good news. Remember when they started off, it was all bright colors and good news. Only the news that's good. They print. Now they got all the rest of this. We need some good news, and I'm turning on our listeners out there for some good news. It could be personal good news, things that are good in your state or in your family or, how your morning is going well, anything at all. We're looking for good news, and let's get some good news out there on the airwaves because we're tired of all the rest of this. We need a little relief. We need good news.
A little holiday cheer.
Good News Week.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good idea.
Where can they call with their good
people
news?
People should call with their good news right away at 1-800-942-5669.
Okay.
1-800-942-5669, what? Which is also 1-800-HWA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Yeah. Do people have letters on their phones, though?
I don't know.
They probably don't.
Well, if you use one of the smartphone things with the Keep Touchpad thing, there's...
Is there a letter with the numbers?
I think there is, yeah.
Because in our
day... But as you know, I don't use the phone application on my phone much. I use it largely for other things.
Did I say that to you?
You did say that to me earlier this
morning.
That's okay.
I don't know what I meant by that. We used to have to use the letters because if you lived at Hilltop, you know, you had to dial HI. You know, was it even a number? I mean, it could have been a number. Eventually, it was a number. Uptown in Milwaukee, Uptown was our exchange. But anyhow, so that's the number to call, 1-800-942-5669, with good news. We're just looking at good news.
What's your good news, Michael?
This morning, I drank a lot of coffee. Right off the bat. So there you go. That'll start you off there. Let's go to the phones right now. And Lynn's on the line from South Carolina, Inman, South Carolina. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. What's your good news?
My good news is that Auburn beat Alabama last weekend, and they're playing for the SEC championship
today. All right.
Yeah, and I like that applause. That's really good. My daughter is in vet school at Auburn.
Uh-huh.
So she was at the game and was able to experience that and storm the field afterwards. And
did they?
But that last play was just
unbelievable.
Absolutely, it was awesome.
I didn't even know you could do that. I didn't know you could run back a lousy field goal attempt.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Someone said they changed the rules recently.
Oh.
But so I've ordered my daughter a T-shirt for Christmas that says, "Hey, Nick." Got a second?
All right. Good news for you. Anyhow, Auburn wins. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Michael. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Now to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We're doing good in South Carolina. Danny's online. What's your good news, Dan?
Yes, my novel is going to be published, my first one.
Danny's novel is being published. That's great news, Dan. And what's it called?
It's called The Autobiography of Fezziwig, but I think the publisher is going to change the title to The Fezziwig Legacy.
Fezziwig Legacy. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you give us a brief synopsis of what the novel's about?
Yeah, it takes the character from Dickens' The Christmas Carol. He's only got about 50 words in The Christmas Carol, but it gives him his whole life, from his birth in rural England, coming to America to promote his warehouse business, and then going back to London, becoming a successful businessman, et cetera.
Sounds great. So this is the backstory on Fezziwig.
Exactly.
Excellent. Did it take you a long time in the writing?
No, actually, since I'm retired, I was able to really concentrate on it, and it's 95,000 words, took me almost exactly 2 months. I started on Christmas Day last year and finished at the end of February.
Fantastic. And you got a publisher and everything. It's going to press.
I do. Knox Robinson Publishers in London and New York, and I queried them along with 48,000 other publishers, and they're the ones that bid.
Way to go, Danny. Congratulations. Good news.
Thank you. Love you, Mike.
Love you. Fezziwig Legacy. Bye-bye. Look for it.
Fezziwigacy.
Fezziwig.
Fizzy Wagasy?
Yes, that too. Look for all those. We got Travis from McLeansboro, Illinois. Hey, Travis.
Howdy, how's it going?
Yeah, good, good. What's the good news?
Number one, I finally got through to your show.
Okay. And what's number two?
Number one used to be that I just got a job finally.
All right. Travis. What'd you get, Travis?
I'm working on a small farm here in southeastern Illinois,
mm-hmm.
cleaning up tractors and getting ready to get everything ready to be put up for the winter.
Excellent, excellent. You have a history in farm work and so forth?
At this point, I feel like I've done it all.
You've done it all. Well, that's fantastic. So there'll be Christmas this year.
There will be Christmas this year.
Fantastic.
Finally.
Travis, congratulations.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks
for the good news. Travis got a job at McLeansboro, Illinois. He's working. Pete's in Cleveland. What's the good news, Pete?
Hey, Michael, how are you? Love the show.
Oh, good to hear from you again.
Yes, sir. Yeah. The good news, number one, we beat the Michigan Wolverines, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah.
And we're going to beat Michigan State today, and we're going to play Florida State.
Okay.
That's great news.
Yes, no, I wish I could share it, but I'm glad for you. I'm glad for you.
That's it?
That's it. That's great. Congratulations, Pete.
Thank you.
It's good news. If you're in Ohio. Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay. There's a little bitterness there. You could detect it. I can't help it. Michelle is online from Rio, West Virginia. Hi, Michelle. What's the good news out there?
I am baking Christmas cookies.
She's baking the cookies. You know, I was beginning to think that was a lost art, Michelle, because I haven't gotten any Christmas cookies so far this season. And...
Oh, well, you want some?
Yeah, you can mail them out or something, but, you know.
Sure, I can do that. Give me your address, and I'll mail you a box of Christmas cookies.
They tend to crumble, I think, in the postal service.
Actually, my two sons were in the Navy, and I learned how to pack cookies by sending them out to them while they were out to sea.
How do you pack them? What's the trick?
I'm not saying.
Okay. What's the variety we have this year, Michelle?
We have the usual chocolate chips, mm-hmm. pecan sandies, spice. Oatmeal raisin, oatmeal pumpkin, cranberry biscotti, and my husband's favorite, New Mexican bizcochitos.
Oh, wonderful.
The cutout butter cookies.
Yeah. Do you have those little ball-shaped ones with little nuts in them that are white powder on the outside?
Are you talking about bourbon balls?
I hope so. You do those too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Didn't mention them, but okay.
Favorite at work.
It what?
Those are the favorite at work.
Oh, the favorite at work. Yes, you got to bring that into the workplace, definitely. Thanks, Michelle. That is good news.
I'm glad. It's good news because last year I said I wasn't going to do it anymore.
Yeah, and this year you reformed and you're doing it, and it's great.
Yeah, because I got a mixer. I don't have to by hand.
You got no, of course not. You got a mixer. Fantastic. Thanks, Michelle, for the good news. From Rio in West Virginia, and Dave's in Lexington, South Carolina. Dave, what's the good news?
Hey, I got a note from the Social Security that a company that I worked for contributed to a pension fund on my behalf.
Wow.
And I'm getting some money I didn't know about.
He's getting money he didn't know about. That's a good one, too. That's like money for nothing, but of course you've earned it. But you feel like, well, I'm getting money for nothing, but... You've earned it over the years.
I forgot all about it.
Yeah, fantastic. Have you got it spent already, Dave?
I'll probably come up with something to spend it on, like have gas for my airplane or something like that.
Gas for your airplane is a good thing. You don't want to run out.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah. What kind of plane you got there, Dave?
I got a 1965 Mooney that's suitable for flying in IFR conditions.
Well, that's good. I don't know what that means, but I'm glad you got that. Now you got gas money, too. Fantastic. Good news, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kate's got good news in Kansas City. Hey, Kate. What's the good word?
Hello?
Hi, Kate. Hi, Kate. What's the good news there in Kansas City?
Oh, this is Hope in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. What's the good news there?
Well, my snake got out in my apartment on Wednesday, and I was able to find her before my roommate got home.
You found your snake. Thank goodness. What kind of snake is it?
She's a corn snake. She's small, so she could have been lost forever.
Oh, yeah. I had that once with a salamander. We found it months later in the bottom of my brother's shoe. Arthur. Ugh. Same Arthur that eats the meat in the basement. Yeah. So the snake is back. Does the snake have a name? Or
Versace.
Versace?
Yes.
I hope it doesn't end up a bag or something. That would be upsetting. That's cute, though.
Well, the logo is Medusa, so I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're very fond of this snake. Is your snake affectionate at all? I mean, do you know when a snake is being affectionate? Or?
A little bit.
Yeah.
She's, I don't know, she'll hang out with me sometimes.
Yeah. Will she curl around your neck or something and constrict if she likes you or something?
She hasn't tried to kill me yet.
Oh, that's a good thing. Well, thank you very much for that good news. I'm glad to hear it.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye. And Sonny in Gallipolis.
In Gallipolis, yes.
Yeah, Gallipolis, it looks like to me, from here in Ohio. What do you think about Ohio being the swearingest state? Do you think that's true, Sonny?
That's possible. I just heard that yesterday at a rehearsal. So.
I've never found it. I've been there many times, and no one has sworn at me.
It depends upon who you talk to. I don't swear that much, but I have been known to if I have to.
Certain situations, it's just sort of a reflex, but, you know.
It's just a reflex, that's right.
But what's the good news, Sonny?
Well, partially the good news is I heard you calling from Myrtle Beach, and I'm moving to Myrtle Beach here in about a week.
Moving to Myrtle Beach!
It's 32 degrees here, and I'm in a convertible, and I'm riding with the top down.
You're one of those guys.
Yes, I am.
You're like the guys around here, all the Badger guys who wear their shorts, Badger shorts all winter long.
Exactly.
And ride their bikes.
Yep, life is good.
But Myrtle Beach, you'll fit in perfectly, it sounds like.
Right.
Good. That's good news. Thanks, Sonny. Bye.
All right, you're welcome.
We got a lot of good news here. We'll do one or two more, right, because there's so much good news, and I can't get enough of it. Josh is on the line from Charleston, West Virginia. What's your good news, Josh?
Well, my wife and I are expecting our first child in May.
What's better than that? That's great news, Josh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. And are you going to baby class yet? Have you gone to baby class?
Not yet. We've planned to attend a few in a couple weeks. But,
yeah. Let me know if that works for you, because I learned nothing in baby class that prepared me for what followed, which was actually having babies. Oh, that was crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it's probably a trial by fire, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. You just got to jump in there and just, you know, feed them. Got to keep feeding them and changing them and before you know it, they're in college.
Yep, that's true. 18 years ago.
Well, congratulations, Josh. That's great news.
Thank you.
It's great to hear it. From Charleston, West Virginia, Josh, they're having a baby. Very exciting. We'll do we got two more here. Denny's in Cleveland with good news, right, Denny?
Of course, Mike. And the good news is that you have the best show on radio because you keep people in the know while they're on the go every weekend, right here on your radio, NPR.
Thanks, Denny. That's good news indeed. Anything you care to add to that as far as your personal news?
Well, I'm going to be a great uncle soon because somebody's been doing something that I didn't know about.
Denny's going to be a great uncle. That's a great job, too, huh?
Well, you've become the patriarch of the family. Then everybody comes to you, and so now you've got to do that role that takes care of everyone.
Yeah.
And that's why we listen to you, Mike, because you keep us in the know.
Are you on the radio yourself, Denny? I couldn't help but wonder.
Well, sometimes. It all depends on where I am.
Because you do have the voice and the savoir faire, if I may say, for it.
Well, we thank you for that, Mike, but we appreciate listening to you on the weekends because it keeps our minds in the right place.
Thanks, Denny. Denny from Cleveland, one more here. We got Ann from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, Ann. Are you there? Oh, no, that's not Ann. Ann's down here. Hi, Ann.
Hello there.
How are you? I pushed the wrong button. I'm sorry. You might have felt that.
I'm just fine. I'm here in a world of frozen precipitation.
Frozen precipitation. We call that snow, don't we?
It wasn't snow. No, it was freezing rain with sleet. The good news is I'm in my house. I have fire. I have wood. The power hasn't gone out yet. I got food. And out my window, I can watch the futility games.
They're out there with the futilities, are they?
Yeah, people trying to go up these hills. And
oh,
stuff,
yeah.
You know, whether to spin the tires at the...
Yeah.
Or to go slow or to give up. It's great fun. Love it.
You know, you probably don't get a lot of that in North Little Rock, do you? That sort of freezing...
About once a year.
Yeah, once a year. But we have it here all the time. And I'll tell you, the secret is just to go off the road and get it over with. That's what we do here in Wisconsin, you know.
Well, you don't usually have this freezing rain.
Well,
you know?
We get it all.
It starts raining, and it's like 32 degrees.
Yeah.
And it drops.
Yeah.
And it covers the wires. It covers everything.
Yeah. No, we get those. That's actually worse than snow. Because you can't dig out from freezing rain.
No, I'm thinking about trying to escape, but my driveway's kind of uphill slant.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd stay there. You got the fire going. You got the food. You got hopefully little libation, you know, if you want to.
Yeah, I got the Christmas carols, whatever.
Yeah.
It's all good. I get desperate once in a while. Listen to Yanni.
Listen to Yanni. That is desperate, I think. Thanks, Ann. Thanks for the good news from North Little Rock. I'm glad you're in good shape there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all. That's the good news from all over. I like it. See, there's good news out there and never gets reported. All good things. Good stuff. Good things. Good things.
Good thing.
All of it is good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Good segment.
It's a good segment, I think so. You got some good news, don't you?
Me?
Make something up, yeah.
Make something up?
Yeah.
Let's see. I avoided an accident this morning.
You did? Yeah. How did you do that? That's good.
I used the steering wheel in the automobile.
Did you turn it one way and then the
other?
Yeah,
I turned it one way, and then I missed what was going on, and I just went on my way without any catastrophes happening.
Was that on 94 or?
90, yeah.
Yeah. So. I saw you nearly get hit by a crop duster. Well, I didn't see you, but I heard you say about it.
Well,
that's a little
it
unusual.
Came so low that it distracted me, and I almost did hit a wall.
You nearly got your crop dusted there
while
driving. That was in Illinois, though, so that's understandable.
Yeah, northern Illinois, yeah. I didn't know they went that low. It was really low.
Well, they got all them cornfields.
I guess so.
You got to get it in there because otherwise you get the corn borers.
What are they
dusting?
What is that they're dusting? Was it pesticides or something?
No, it's sugar.
Sugar.
That's for the sugar pops. They have to dust them. So you have quite a few incidents on the road. Jeff, some good news from Jeff. Jeff Household.
Yes, on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday.
He was doing a gig in Chicago.
He was doing a gig in Chicago.
And
translate that part, would you?
He played with Conrad Herwig, a great trombonist,
a hero of his.
A hero of his, yeah. And he's really great. That is good news.
That's very good news. Congratulations. It's all good. Sarah, some good news from Sarah.
I'm getting out of here for the holidays. How about that?
Okay.
Oh.
What about just back from paradise?
Yes, I was in paradise over Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah, it was paradisical.
Yes. And you want to tell people any more about it? Or you want?
Yeah. I went to this beautiful little island off the coast of Florida, and I had never really been sold on Florida before. But it's in fact beautiful and warm, and the beaches are lovely, and there are manatees and dolphins and all of that stuff.
And you relax after only 6 days of a 7-day vacation.
That's right. It took me about 6 days to unwind, and then I had to back up and go.
And you had to wind up again.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
That sounds very beautiful.
Yep.
All right. So that's all. That's a ton of good news. I can't believe all the good news.
Well, did you have good news?
Well, aside from my stupid one.
Yeah.
Let me think.
Regular.
Okay. Let me think.
Never mind.
I know something good happened.
The girls.
We'll come back to it.
Okay.
Things are good. I mean, nothing's really bad or anything. I just can't think of anything outstanding.
Okay.
Got a shirt.
Bad, though,
a shirt from Hanukkah.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's good. That's yeah. good, I guess.
But it's purple. I don't know if I'm going to wear it.
Why not? I like purple. You look good. You look good.
Can
in
you
purple.
Wear a large, men's large, or you need an extra large?
Yeah, well, I can wear a large. Oh, okay, so no, I don't want your shirt.
It's good news for both of us.
Yeah.
Okay, so then this little number here, is it a festive holiday type number?
No. Oh. No, we Jeff and I actually, after Wednesday night, Jeff and I played a Christmas gig, and we played every Christmas song for 4 hours, no demand, no demand kind, and I don't really want to play.
Was that for the nuns again?
No.
Okay. No. I thought that was a regular gig, that nun gig.
No, that wasn't her. This was for bank people.
Okay.
Financial services people, I guess they call themselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, though, this one is called Stomp It at the Savoy.
Sounds great. Jeff and John.